Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2379, first written June 18th, 2019. John 15, verse 15. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. I was noticing the other day how often Jesus used the word friend. He referred to Lazarus as our friend in John 11. In the parables of the laborers, the master says to the man who labored all day long for a denarius, friend, I'm doing you no wrong, Matthew chapter 20. When the crippled man was lowered through the roof in front of Jesus, the Lord said, friend, your sins are forgiven you. Jesus even called Judas friend when he came into the garden with the guards to arrest him. There the text says, friend, do what you've come to do. Friend, that word seems to have lost its value these days. We have tons of friends on Facebook, many we barely know, but there they are as our friend. We sing the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, which not only endears us to the Lord, but it speaks of profound biblical lessons. Jesus is our friend. You and I have different levels of friends. Some are probably better known as work associates or business clients. Some are people that we've used in the past for different services. They did a good job at a fair price, so we keep their info in our contacts, just in case we need them again. Would we call them up on a Friday night and say, hey, what are you doing? Probably not. Would we reach out to them and say, I have an extra ticket to the game, do you want to come along? Nope, that's not going to happen. Probably wouldn't invite them over for dinner either. Then there are folks that are a bit closer to us than merely associates. Neighbors and some church members may be like that. We share more with them, and we can talk easily with them. They are nice, and we like them. Then there are friends that are a bit closer than that. We have a history with them, and they have a history with us. We've done things with them, been to their home, and they've been to our home. We can be ourselves around them. We have a trust built between us. Then there's that one or two persons that we consider our best friends. They have the secrets here. This is our go-to person that we really need to talk to. This is the one that sat with us in the hospital, watched our house. This is the one that may even have the key to our house. Trusted, reliable, dependable. We'd drop all that we're doing if they needed us. We'd fly across the country for them. We can talk money, kids, faith, and marriage with them. We refer to all these circles of relationships as friends. Jesus had an inner circle with Peter, James, and John. He allowed them to see things that the others didn't get to see. It was those three at the Transfiguration. It was those three who witnessed the synagogue's daughter being raised from the dead. James was the first apostle to be martyred. John was the last apostle to die. Between Peter and John, they wrote seven of the New Testament books. The first half of Acts follows the travels of Peter. It was Peter who first preached to the Gentiles. Was Peter a better friend than Bartholomew? Was Jesus closer to John than Andrew? Why these three? Why not a combination of another three? Did Jesus have favorites? Our times and our thinking wants us to go that direction. We want to list the apostles by the Lord's favorites. And all this does is create thoughts that probably are not in the gospel and takes us to places that the Lord never intended us to be. The Lord loved all his apostles. He even washed the dirty feet belonging to the dirty heart of Judas. Our verse today illustrates the true friendship that Jesus had. He didn't keep secrets between the apostles. Twice when the argument came up among them who was the greatest, Jesus deflated that by talking about servants. They want to know who was number one. Jesus wouldn't go there. Everyone who loves, obeys, and follows Jesus is first on his list. The characteristics of friendships are demonstrated by Jesus. He included them. He spent time with them. He told them things. He helped them. He didn't bend the rules for some. He didn't have double standards. He expected the same from all of them. It would help us to learn to love like Jesus did. We like lists and we like favorites. Our favorite place to eat, our favorite movie, our favorite vacation spot, our favorite friend. This can spill over into worship. Our favorite song leader, our favorite preacher, our favorite elder. These things can hurt feelings, divide folks, and cause more trouble than necessary. When we only spend time with our favorites, ignore those who are not our favorites, we stop acting like Jesus. I've known folks who stayed home when certain preachers that they did not like were preaching. When we act this way, we develop that inner clique. If we are on the inside, you are loved, invited, and welcomed. But if you're not on the inside, you're avoided and left out. We understand that because of age and like interests, that some people naturally have more in common with others. But to exclude others and to avoid others is something that Jesus would never do. I wonder, even in a large congregation, how many people feel alone. I wonder how few really have friends within the congregation. It's hard when someone new comes in. It's harder yet when that person is shy. They see everyone talking to each other, but they may never be included. They may feel empty because no one will be their friend. Jesus wouldn't be like this. We say that the church is a family and not a country club, but there are days when what we do is not what we are saying. How can I be a friend like Jesus? First, stick around and be available. Squeaking out at the last second and rushing out as fast as the amen is uttered leaves no time for people to know you or you to know them. If you do that, you won't have friends. To be a friend, you have to be friendly. Put on a smile and go meet some people. Second, look around for those who seem to be alone. You may see them coming in and a few are talking with them. You may see that new family. You may see that young man sitting by himself. Go over and start up a conversation. Invite them out to eat with your family. Invite them to sit with you. Widen the people of influence that you have. Thirdly, do what friends do. Send a text during the week. Shoot an email to someone that you don't know well. Build bridges that will build relationships. Don't spend all of your time with your friends. Be warm, inviting, and including. Put yourself in their shoes. What would you want someone to do to you? Jesus was a friend. He is our friend. He has helped us so much. Won't you do the same? Thank you so much for listening.